Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, and today we're going to be taking a look at the numerology for the upcoming week of December 18th through 24th, 2023. This is Pythagorean numerology because I'm a math geek, and that's what I dig. This is for entertainment purposes only. I'm not a financial advisor or a geopolitical expert, although I am an expert in many technical subjects and on your personal journey. And I talk about all of the above, so you can follow me on all your favorite socials, get the newsletter, follow the podcast, and all the things. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, DM me on the socials. You can text me directly at my website at katherinecolleen.com and let me know what questions I can answer for you in future videos and podcasts and articles and things. Let me know how I can help you in your journey. So let's dive into it. We're going to be taking a look at geopolitical, financial, crypto, and your personal life, what you might expect, general vibe, and this means for the whole of humanity. Generally, what are the vibes you're working with and how to use that in your everyday life? For this, you're going to want to know what your ruling number is, your ruling number in Pythagorean numerology. You get it from your birth date. You take the day, month, and year of your birth date. Add up all those digits, that gives you a two-digit number. Take those two digits and add them together. And if that still doesn't give you a one-digit number, add them together again till you get a one-digit number. And that'll be your ruling number. On each of these charts, go ahead and fill in your ruling number in its position where it lives. So each number lives in that spot on the grid that you see there. And so we'll talk about some specific ruling numbers and what it means for you as we go. Okay, so December 18th, let's take a look at what we've got going on here. So we have this pattern that we've seen before, and you'll start to notice different patterns as we go through and what that means in your life. But we have this pattern of the first column and the third column completely filled out and absolutely nothing in the middle. So we have God consciousness and human consciousness kind of in a battle of wills here. Overall, this is a one day, so God consciousness is going to win out here, but your human consciousness, this is your neocortex, your thinking mind, and your limbic brain, the amygdala response will be a heavy factor in Monday, December 18th. So you may be acting very human, but at the same time have opportunity for real spiritual growth. So be aware on Monday that you may be acting human. So be conscious of people getting angry in meetings, people being quick to pass judgment, people being quick to, including yourself, being down on ourselves or being down on others, and just acting human and just say, okay, well, that's just acting human. There it is. Okay, try not to get caught up in it. If you are a ruling five, Monday is a fantastic day of manifestation and inspiration, getting things done, taking action, really great day for the fives. If you are ruling number six, then you have this bridge of information in between the divine and the human consciousness. And so for our ruling number sixes on Monday, you may find you're not acting quite as human as you might. You may not be quite falling into that same trap that everybody else is. So that's a good thing. If you're a ruling number four, then you're going to be very focused, well, really this entire week, and likely this entire month, on your physical world. Your house, your cars, your stuff, the nature around you, your garden, the local park, physical world. And that's what you can expect. And so for those ruling number four, so four, five, six is your ruling number, you may not fall into this trap of acting a little too human on Monday. You may be a little bit better off than the rest of us. So in terms of geopolitics on Monday, December 18th, world affairs, just more of people very divided from their divine connection. Just more people acting ugly, being ugly to each other, the usual stuff. No particular new drama, I don't expect. In terms of finance and crypto, we could see some finance drama. Eight is not really prominent enough here for me to expect anything big in the finance world. Possibly later during the weekend, but possibly, but probably not. Nothing too dramatic, or at least nothing shocking or surprising. And in terms of your personal life, again, just be aware. You may be acting awfully human on Monday, and so is everybody else, so try not to get sucked into it. Just try to stay out of it. Tuesday, December 19th. Okay, so that's an interesting pattern. So we have God consciousness and control, which we will have all month. December is a beautiful month for that. You always get that every December, regardless. Very nice to have. It's no wonder that religions all over the world kind of flock to December as a holy month, and a month for spiritual work and reverence. So we have God consciousness in control affecting the material world, nature, people, buildings, infrastructure, stuff like that. The nine is isolated here. So we have a nine, which is the number of human awareness of information. And we can see this kind of isolated. When it's isolated like that, it's like there is information to be had, but you're probably not getting it. So you are isolated from information about how the divine is affecting the natural world and the physical world on Tuesday, December 19th. Now, that being said, it's not drama. This is a two-day overall, so that's a day of balance. That can also mean a day of choices, but overall I'm getting more here a day of balance. So just let it be. Tuesday the 19th looks like a nice chill day. Be comfortable with not knowing. In the geopolitical world, I don't see a whole lot going on. Finance and crypto, nothing. I don't expect anything going on. And then in your personal life, just allow it to be a chill, balanced day. Maybe go take a walk. If you are a ruling number six, you will be the one with the information. You will be the one with a sense of what's actually going on. So if you're not a ruling number six, go find a ruling six friend and ask them what's going on. If you are a ruling number eight, then the 3D reality, right, nature, people, stuff, is what's the bridge between you and the divine today on this Tuesday, December 19th. So although that's going to fill out your tendency to act very human, that will be dampened if you get out in nature. Then you shouldn't have as much of a problem. If you're ruling number five, fabulous day, again, with action, accomplishment, inspiration, manifestation. Really fantastic month to be a five. So see where that takes you. All right, Wednesday, December 20th, we have God consciousness and control and manifestation. Simple. Simple, simple, and nothing else. It's a three-day, which means it's a day of divine information. This is just very simply the divine enacting your manifestations. Whatever you've been working on, whatever you've been trying to bring to fruition, Wednesday is the day when the fruits of your labor will come forth. Now, if your labor has been on something detrimental to yourself, you could be manifesting something detrimental to yourself. So take a good hard look at what you've been bringing forth into your life and filter that out. Filter out anything negative before Wednesday. So on Wednesday, in terms of geopolitics, could be a day of comeuppance, but I don't see a lot of drama here. So that's good. So probably nothing surprising, nothing shocking. More, you know, and maybe even a little bit more chill than normal. In terms of finance and crypto, Wednesday, December 20th, I don't see anything. And then in your personal life, let's see, if you're a ruling number four, this manifestation, it will most likely be related to your physical world. You know, your garden, your house, your cars, your stuff, yourself, things like that. If you are a ruling number six, there is likely to be drama on Wednesday. sorry, sixes. But because the top row is incomplete, your that six will bring you drama. Unless you're having a 9 year. If you're six having a 9 year, that'll be more of an information focus. Your manifestation will be in the world of information. If you are a nine, ruling nine, you also get the bonus of inspiration on Wednesday, December 20th. So that's a really nice day for you. And ruling number eight, you get an extra focus on energy. So the manifestation that's happening for you might be very focused on the energy in the body, the energy in your house, the vibe of things. So Thursday, December 21st. So here's your drama day. Here's your first drama day this week. We have divine consciousness acting on the physical world, nature, people, buildings. It's a 4 day, which is a day of foundation. And we have the drama six up there in an incomplete top row. And we see that right there for people watching on video. So this is a little bit different because on Tuesday, we had divine acting on the physical world, but you're separated from the information about it. Thursday, we have divine acting on the physical world and its foundational drama. So this could be geopolitical events of a dramatic nature. I don't see any reference to finance or crypto here. And in terms of your personal life, it could be drama. When I say foundational drama, it's drama that fundamentally changes where things are going. That's what the potential is for on Thursday. Now, with all of these different energies that we talk about, this is just what the day is offering. And what you do with that is up to you, right? So six, when I say drama, people automatically think negative drama. They think, oh no, but that's not what I mean. Drama can be positive, right? It's either big wow or big oh no, or like holy cow, right? It's surprising. It's unexpected. It's holy cow, and something that you may feel you need to respond to, even though you may not need to respond to it. So when we have a drama day like this, number one, look out for the drama. And it's not usually you bringing the drama, right? Unless you have that right column fully filled out for you to be acting in a very human way. We don't have that here. So this is likely some other drama entering your world. And so you can choose to try to direct that towards some positive drama, something really wonderful that alters your world in a good way. So watch your thoughts and how you choose to direct that on Thursday. So on Thursday, then, if you're a ruling number five, you get that wonderful manifestation action. But if you're a ruling five, you also get the subconscious taking a bigger role in your world that day. So do be careful of baggage. You'll have less drama, but you're more likely to have your baggage coming to the forefront, anything you haven't worked on yet. If you are a ruling number nine, you'll have lots of lovely information on Thursday. And if you're a ruling number eights, you might get a little drama around money or your attention, but I'm not seeing a whole lot extra. All right, Friday, December 22nd. This is a nice pattern. So we have divine consciousness and control bringing about manifestation specifically into the material world. So the manifestations that happen on Friday, December 22nd, will be in the material world as opposed to in the information world or in the general energy and vibe of things, right? So actual manifestation in the physical world, it's a 5-day, so it's a day of action. The dark side of five is chaos. But I get much more of an action vibe. I'm a ruling five. I tend to take the positive side of that one. It's a get or done kind of day. Making things happen, accomplishing things is going to feel very easy on Friday and also on Wednesday. And so in terms of geopolitics, I'm not getting a big vibe on Friday, December 22nd. Not a whole lot on finance and crypto world. Probably more of a personal thing. You could see with this acting on the physical world, you could see some geopolitical events, but they're not going to be big drama. Probably just more of the same. If you are a ruling six, your subconscious is going to have more of a role. Beware of your baggage coming into play on Friday. If you are ruling eight, you get an extra boost in your energy that day. This is a really great opportunity for spiritual growth, for energy work. If you're ruling nine, you get inspiration as a bonus on Friday. Friday's a really great day for you. Okay, Saturday, December 23rd. What have we got here? Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay, so Saturday, December 23rd. This is a drama day. So really, really look out. This is a double drama day. And I hope that drama is super good for you. So we have God consciousness and control. Excellent. We have manifestation. So God consciousness is creating and enacting manifestation on energy this time, as opposed to on the physical world. On energy. So this is on the energy of individuals, people, you know, places, populations, nature, the earth itself. Who knows what the plan will be that day. So you're seeing shifts in the energy, shifts in how you feel, shifts in the vibe in your house, shifts in the vibe in the town, in the country. And it is drama. It is drama. And I know we normally think of, well, we must have something happening in the physical world in order for it to be drama, but not necessarily. You know, do you ever see a day where people are just acting strange? You know, is their vibe got tweaked? And everybody, you know, so this may be a day where people are acting a fool, or it could be a day where people are acting absolutely wonderful. Right? So always consider the positive side of what drama could be. It's a 6-day that can be luck, that can be drama. So we're going to have to choose for ourselves what we would like that to be. In the geopolitical world, definitely could be some business going on Saturday the 23rd. In the finance and crypto world, if you're going to have something happening, this is the day, which tells me more, it's more of a crypto thing because it's on a Saturday, so traditional finance isn't operating. Could be some drama in the crypto markets on Saturday the 23rd. And just for your personal life, if you're a ruling number nine, it's less drama for you, about half, but it's not completely gone. You'll have a bigger focus on information, and you will have your human consciousness coming into play here. So you may tend to act very human. Be careful of that. You may be the one bringing the drama. If you're a ruling number four, your subconscious is coming into play in a much bigger way, and your baggage may be out front again. You may be the one bringing the drama. So let's see about Sunday. Sunday the 24th, 2023, so December 24th, we have God consciousness acting on the physical world and acting on information. So this is kind of nice. So whatever God consciousness is up to on Sunday the 24th, acting on the physical world, we are all going to know about it. So that is very, very awesome. At least it won't be happening kind of in secret. It's a 7-day, which is overall a day focused on human material, people, buildings, infrastructure, cars, people and things that people have made, as opposed to oceans and forests in the natural world. So I expect a lot of effect on people and buildings, and I expect us all to know about it. That being said, this could be a big geopolitical day. And because it's, you know, we've been looking here at the 23rd and 24th of December, you know, that's prime territory for terrorism on a religious, you know, because of religious differences. Violence due to religious differences could be a big problem on the 23rd, and again, potentially on the 24th. And it could be that whatever's happened on the 23rd, we're going to find out about it on the 24th, and it may continue. So look out for that. Finance and crypto, nothing going on here on the 24th. And in your personal life, if you're a 5, then you have manifestation again and inspiration, but you also have your subconscious at play. So watch out for your baggage coming up to the front. And isn't this so typical? As we head into the holidays, everybody gets kind of on edge, and all your emotional baggage can tend to be right there ready to be triggered by your family, which is the biggest and best trigger for all your baggage there ever was. So not really surprising here. If you are a ruling number 8, your human consciousness is more in play. It's tempered by the fact that you've got this complete beautiful little box happening here when you fill in the 8. And so you may miss out on any potential drama and instead find a nice, for those ruling number 8s, a nice connection to the divine on this day. So that's what's coming this week. So let's kind of recap. So the best days to be getting work done, you know, your go get it accomplishment days. If you're a ruling number 5, is every day. Every day, go get it, because January is going to look very different. So get it now in December, ruling 5s. For everybody else, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday are really great accomplishment days. Let's see what else we have here. Most likely day for anything in the finance world is Saturday the 23rd. Look out for what may be going on that weekend as we come into the Christmas time on the 23rd, 24th. There might be some religious-based ugliness in the world. And overall, you notice that for a lot of different ruling numbers, you had subconscious coming in, be careful of your baggage coming out, human consciousness coming in, be careful of you acting human. This whole week, and frankly, that's good advice every day. Keep it chill. Step back from yourself. Try not to let your baggage get triggered. Step back from any drama anyone else is bringing and just let it be. Their behavior is not your responsibility, nor yours to do anything about. So that's what's coming this week. Keep it chill, y'all, and work on that spiritual connection, as it is December and it's a holy month in just about every religion around the world. So enjoy. Send me your thoughts, ideas, questions, things you want me to address in other videos, and I'll see you next time.